We are on day 12 of the Strong with Julie 25 Days of Julie X Fitness, and today's episode is all about positivity. It is a reboot of one of my previous episodes. It's a short, quick, again, tangible takeaway one, and I think after doing client check-ins today, a lot of people are in need of just a little sprinkle of positivity. It is a busy, stressful time with the holidays, and I want to switch things up, so I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hi guys, welcome back to today's podcast episode. It is your host, Julie, JulieXFit on Instagram. I'm super excited for today's episode because we are learning how to become a more positive person. And you guys know this is something that doesn't just come naturally. Like, I was never born as a positive person, and it's something that I've really had to work towards, and I think I've done a really good job at resetting my mindset and becoming that more positive person I always wished to be. So I just want to let you guys know that it wasn't something that I was born with. I actually used to be a really negative person and a pessimist, but I think within the last 3 years of starting my fitness journey, starting my health journey, I really took control of my mindset, and especially going to therapy, and I have developed this mindset, a really positive one, and I want to share to you guys 10 tips that have helped me keep that positive mindset. But before we get into that, I want to give you guys a complete life update because, wow, it's been a very busy few weeks for me. And we have a question of the week and some faves, least faves, all that good stuff. So let's start out. I think I want to start with the favorite of the week. Okay, can we do that? So my favorite of the week is going to be the Trader Joe's Brazilian nut butter cream. Guys, it's $6. And this is a dupe for the Brazilian Bum Bum Cream by Sol Janeiro. It's sold at Sephora. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Same consistency, same smell, but $6. You guys need to go get it. It is absolutely amazing. Okay, so that is my favorite of the week. And then my least favorite is going to be my curtain bangs. You guys know the curtain bangs saga if you follow me on Instagram. It has been a journey with these bangs. I was at the hair salon and I was just going in to get a little trim because my hair got super long. And my hairdresser was like, "You would look so good with some bangs." And I was like, "Oh no, no, no. I was 7 years old last time I had bangs. I do not want that. I'm going to look like coconut head." And then she was like, "No, we can do curtain bangs. They're like long layers, basically." So I was like, "Okay, I've heard of that on TikTok. Sure, let's go for it." And, oh, guys, I'm trying to like them, but I really do not like them at all. So I've just been wearing my hair up and back for the past week, which is fine because I always wear my hair up and back anyways, since I'm at the gym all the time or going for walks. So that's totally fine, but oh no, I just wish I didn't make that impulsive decision because I'm so not an impulsive person, and that was like one of my really first impulsive decisions when it comes to like cosmetic things. Like, for example, my tattoos, it took me 2 years to decide what I wanted before I got them. Like getting piercings, I got my belly button pierced when I was 16, but I thought about it for like 2 years before that. And usually when it comes to my body and like making decisions like that, I'm not impulsive. And I just got curtain bangs, but it's okay because you know what? I'm being a little dramatic baby right now, and it's hair and it'll grow back. And I've been taking my Bomar collagen, so it'll grow back quick. So, enough complaining from me, a positive side, okay? Let me complain a little. Oh my gosh, I'm going totally against what my podcast episode is about today, but I'm going to complain a little about my hair, but then I'm going to find the silver lining. Hair grows back, okay? We tried something new, now I know that I don't like it, okay? So I just don't need to do that again in my life. Anyways, let's get into the weekly recap. Side note really quick, I did get a new microphone and I'm still learning how to use it. So if it sounds weird, I apologize. I'm like still playing around with it. That's a side note, but also a really good thing because my friend Jessica, she was on the last podcast
or maybe two podcasts ago, she gave it to me because she has her own podcast. It's Hey Hi Hello. You guys should totally check it out. But she gave me her old microphone, and yeah, I'm just trying it out. But weekly recap is I've been spending a lot of time with my family and friends because I am moving to Florida on Thursday, as most of you guys know. And I want to do a whole moving transitioning podcast eventually, maybe after like 2 weeks of me being there, just because I need to get settled first. I have zero expectations right now of how it's going to go because I have never lived alone ever. And I'm really nervous, but I think it'll be good for me to get out on my own because I'm 22 years old, and by this time most people like have done the whole college experience and they lived on their own during that time. But I commuted to school, so I never really got that alone time, and this is gonna be my first time doing that, and I'm excited, and you guys have been so supportive over that as well, so thank you so much. But yeah, I'm excited to develop new routines, especially. I am going to be working a corporate job. So I went to school for finance and marketing, and I got a job at Gartner when I graduated this year, and they offered me to move me to Fort Myers for the year, and then after that my job will be remote. And basically I didn't want to pass up the opportunity, but I wasn't ready to go right after I graduated. I wanted to like take some time, set up my online coaching business because I'm going to be doing that as well, and just kind of enjoy post-grad life a bit. So we made the agreement that in August I would start. So I have about 10 days until my start date at Gartner, and I'm really excited to find these routines and figure out how to make everything work and balance. But I'm excited. I'm the type of person that loves to be busy. Right now, I feel like I don't have a lot going on, and obviously I have social media and brand collabs and my coaching, but it's like on my own time, and I almost enjoy the structure given to me from other people. Like when I was at school and I had to go to class, I feel like I almost got more done. Do you guys ever feel like that? When you're more busy and you have more stuff on your to-do list and a schedule, you just get more done. Because if I have all day to do something, I'm a procrastinator. And yeah, so I'm really excited about going to Florida, having my own space, and especially having my own like kitchen and bedroom and closet and just balcony and area of where I can film, because right now I live in a house of 7 other people and a dog, and it's just really hard to like film recipes for you guys and kind of just vlog and show you my day to day when I know my family members don't really feel comfortable on camera, and I don't want to get them in if they don't want to be. But yeah, I am super excited to go to Florida, and that is kind of like what my past few weeks have been like, just saying goodbye to people, planning out dinner dates and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not gone for good, but it is a huge transition because I've been in Fairfield for 22 years, so just gonna get some getting used to, and I'm really happy that I can go on this journey with you guys and share that, because I know a lot of you are in your like early 20s. Oh my gosh. You guys know my mom's from Brazil, right? Sometimes I forget words and I just blame it on the fact that I'm bilingual and I grew up like speaking Portuguese and English. So when I forget words, I'm like, oh, it's because of that. Anyways, let's get into the top 10 tips to become a more positive person.
One of the first things that I think has helped me become a more positive person is honestly taking my social media breaks on Saturday. Guys, this has helped me so much, just reset and recharge. It's actually crazy how much time we spend on our phones and consuming other people's lives, and having that constant consumption can really be detrimental to our mental health, because even if you're not scrolling thinking like, oh, I'm comparing myself to her, I wish I looked like them, blah, blah, all these stuff, you're still kind of subconsciously doing that because we're just consuming so much more than we used to be. So taking that Saturday social media break has really been helping me. And then instead of scrolling and doing that kind of stuff, I switch it out for trying something new. So on maybe Sunday or Monday, I'll plan what I'm going to do that Saturday with friends. So maybe it's trying a new coffee shop. Maybe it's trying a different place to do a hike. going to see a new movie. It's just doing something new and out of your normal routine. And by having that thing to look forward to, I feel like I'm more positive throughout the week because I'm excited for something. I think it's really important to always be excited for something. So that's number one, social media breaks on Saturday and then just swapping out that scrolling time for trying something new with maybe some people that you love. The next thing is to reframe your internal dialogue. So you being negative about a situation isn't going to make the situation any better. And I love this quote. I don't know who said it, but it's like worrying about tomorrow it's not going to take away what's coming tomorrow, but it's just going to take away today's peace. So if you think about it that way, it's just really important to live in the moment. And if you have something that you maybe are worried or scared for, it's just staying present and reminding yourself, well, that I can handle that tomorrow. My tomorrow self is strong enough to handle that, so I'm going to let her do that. And today, right now, I'm good. I'm enjoying the moment. Maybe you're at work and you're in the moment at work. Maybe you're reading a book. Maybe you're in your house. Maybe you're at dinner. But you're just focused on where you are at that moment. And I think that is super helpful in being a more positive and present person. And that's something that meditation has helped me with. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not a daily meditator, okay? I'm not. I wish I was. That would be cool. And maybe one day I'll get there, but I'm not. And something that I learned through my meditation journey of trying to get there, maybe doing 5 minutes a week, 10 minutes every 3 days, is the practice of meditation isn't to just completely clear your mind. It's to learn how to bring back your mindfulness. So if you're meditating and you're focusing on the present and your mind goes to tomorrow's worries, tomorrow's task, the point of meditation is to be able to recognize that your mind does wander, but then bring it back to where it was in that present moment. So it's that bringing back concept, because when you practice that in meditation, you can carry that throughout your day. So maybe like for my first time meditating, it takes me 3 minutes to realize that my mind has wandered. But every time that I practice meditation, maybe that time of realization goes down a little. And for example, in my everyday life, if I'm sitting in a classroom and my mind wanders, if I'm someone that meditates, I'll be quicker to bring myself back into the present and listen to the teacher. Whereas people that don't practice meditation, it might be harder for them to refocus.
The next one is going to be saying at least more. And this is really just talking about seeing the silver lining and seeing the good. So for example, one day I was in the car, okay, I'm with my ex-boyfriend and his mom. And I remember this so vividly because this is when I really took a second to be like, wow, I actually am a way more positive person than a lot of the people that I'm surrounding myself with. Not that that's a good or bad thing, but I enjoy having that energy because I feel like I make people happier, and that's a good thing. So anyways, I'm in the car and we're in a Mini Cooper and the top won't come up and we have to get home to do something, but it was like a time crunch and it's raining. So we had to drive in the rain, and then the back seat was filled. So I had to sit, this is not safe, but I had to sit on my ex's lap in the front, and it was just raining and the car seat sound was going off. So it's like this, you know what I'm talking about, like when your seatbelt's not on and that little sound plays, it's like beep beep beep, put your seatbelt on. And I remember his mom being something like, oh, that's so annoying. And he's like, can you just get home, like this is so annoying. And I go, guys, no, it's kind of like a song. Like, let's sing a song to it. And it was just like this little beat of the car that was trying because of the seatbelt wasn't on. And I don't know, that's kind of a funny example, but I just remember them saying like, oh my God, like you are just such a positive person, like finding the silver linings. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. Because I was like, at least we have some sort of sound or music or beat. You know what I mean? So that is that one. And then the next one is going to be owning your failures. And I think this is really important because when we don't own our failures, we regret the past and we live in the past and we overplay them in our heads. And just doing that is causing more anxiety, causing more negativity that we don't need. So if you just own your failures, like, yeah, that didn't work out. But you know what? I tried. And maybe if you try something and you fail, at least you know that that's not something that you want to do again. And that's a win. Like, if you're not failing a lot, you're not trying enough. I love failing because when I fail, I learn. Like, if I fail in the gym, if I do something to failure, like, I'm getting stronger, I'm growing. If I fail at, like, for example, when I went to UConn in the first semester and I didn't fail out, but I ended up transferring, and I feel like I disappointed people in transferring, and that was almost a failure. But no, I just learned that a big school is not for me, and I learn better in a smaller, more intimate classroom size. And that's it. That's what I learned, and I moved on. It's, I accepted my own failure, and I moved on, and I grew from it, and then I transferred to Fairfield U and had a great time. And that is something that I think a lot of people should do. Okay, the next one is to serve others, but serve yourself first. You guys know I say this all the time. It's really important to have those routines down in your morning and night, because when you serve yourself first, you end up serving others so much better. And it's like, if I don't do my morning routine, have my cup of coffee, journal, if I don't do that, I'm gonna walk downstairs and be a BITCH to everyone, because I need to make sure that I get my stuff done first before I go downstairs and my mom's like, Julie, can you do the dishes? Can you pick this up for me? Can you do this chore? Blah, blah, blah. If my cup's already filled, yeah, I'll pour right into hers. But if my cup's empty from the morning, I have nothing to pour. So that is that one. And the next one is going to say, be what you need. And I said this in one of my past episodes, that you're only as needy as your unmet needs. And it's important to fulfill those on your own, because when you leave it up to other people, no matter who it is, it can be the people you love most, they can let you down. And it's, you know, important to not let yourself down. I think that's a huge thing, because the more you let yourself down, the less confidence you have. The less confidence you have, the less positive you are as a human. So making sure that you are what you need. Like today, if I need a friend, I'm gonna be my own friend. I mean, yeah, I do have other people that I can surround myself with, but I'm gonna say nice words to myself. I'm gonna affirm myself that things are gonna get better. If I need myself to be a super productive person today, I'm going to show up as that super productive person for myself, because I need to get stuff done. So yeah, being what you need is super important. Next one is find your passion. I think this is so important, and knowing that your passion could change. Maybe it's drawing, maybe it's painting, maybe it's going to the gym, maybe it's running, maybe it's rock climbing, hiking. It can be literally anything, but making sure that you make time in your day to do just a little bit of that passion. If it's something that's not like you can do every single day, maybe it's just watching a video of rock climbing, or planning out in your head, or like writing down what you want to paint that night. Or if it's like going to the gym, then doing a workout or writing your workout and finding workouts online to try. These little things that you do during your day are so important, and it's important to make time for them, because we are consumed Monday through Friday typically with our jobs. And it's like, yeah, that's okay, because that's making us money, and maybe your job is your passion, but I think there's something to it to do a passion that doesn't involve money and earning something, and you just doing it because you genuinely enjoy it. So that is definitely one that helps you be a more positive person. And the next one is doing a weekly self-checkup. So I do these typically on Sundays. Once I get down to Florida, I want to be a little bit more regimented about it and do like a full journal prompt on Sunday to kind of just check in of how the past week went and how I could be better this week. But I think this is huge. And again, writing it down is super helpful. And I think it would be cool if we did like a Sunday check-in little journal, and to look back on in like 5 years, how cool would that be? But yeah, when you check in with yourself, you can see where you can realign or pivot. Like maybe you check in with yourself on Sunday and you're like, ooh, I don't like how I handled that situation. Next time I want to go about it this way instead of that way. And it's just having that reframing, but you can't notice that reframing if you don't take a second to pause,
have clarity and check in. And then the next one is you are who you are alone. I've been saying this a lot lately, but it's like the little things, you know? And it all comes down to being a more positive, genuine person. But it's like if you are alone at the grocery store and you don't put your cart away, you know, you're kind of like half-assing it. If you're home and you just did a bunch of laundry and you're just feeling a little lazy and you just throw them in your drawer and tuck them in, then, you know, it's just these little things add up. And it's like just put 100% effort into everything that you do. I know it's hard, but and at first it's hard, especially if you're the type of person to just kind of sweep things under the rug. But doing this is going to help you show up again when you serve others, when you serve yourself in not a half-assed way, in a full way, and fully fill your cup and fully help fill your friends and family's cups when you do it as well. So you are who you are alone, and just remember that and keep that in mind. When you are alone, you still need to be that person that you want others to see as well, because you're going to inadvertently end up acting the same as you were if you were alone. Okay? Last but not least is the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. These are two quotes that kind of correlate, but it's the same thing. It's the same concept, and I just want you guys to remember these little catchphrases in your mind. Maybe next time you're at the grocery store and you're like, eh, I'm just going to leave the cart here in the middle of the parking spot. Like, no. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. If you leave that cart there and you just leave it for someone else to have to move, it's the same thing in life. It's like you're waiting for someone else to make change for you. Like, you don't get up to your alarm, no one else is going to go to the gym for you. No one else is going to get ready and make your bed for you. I mean, maybe they are, but at the end of the day, you are the one that has to get up and work out. And when you work out, you get endorphins. And when you get endorphins, you're a more positive person. So yeah, those are some of my tips of how to be a more positive person. And again, I'm not perfect. I definitely have days that I don't implement these. And it's just this podcast has come at a perfect time because I feel like this week, especially with moving, I find myself being a little bit of a negative Nancy, whatever the catchphrase is. And it's good for me to remind myself, like, oh, these are the things that I change in order to be that positive person that people look up to and really enjoy hearing from me and hearing my opinions and seeing how I reframe my mindset. And yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys so you could be that positive light in someone else's life as well. The question of the week this week was, Julie, can you give us some journal prompts? And I thought this was the perfect podcast to do it because we're talking all things positivity. So positivity journal prompts. I have a few for you guys. So if you want to take out a pencil, paper, or go into your notes apps and write these down and just do them. I would just do them right now. You can even just think of the answer as I speak. I'm going to go through them and answer them on my own as well. I haven't thought of answers, so it's going to be very organic, okay? So number one is what are five things that I love about myself? And I think number one is my positivity. Number two is my work ethic. Number three is I love my love for my passion. I think that's a huge one. Number four is I love my environment, which is soon changing, but I just love that I'm able to like live with the people that I love and be 22 years old and have that security of a family and people that love me and support me to go on and they want me to do better and go to Florida and start this new job and all that stuff. And it's just like I love my support system. And then number five is I love my body, my functioning body, my muscles that I work so hard for, and my skin that protects me. And yeah, I just love my body. What are three simple ways I can love myself every day? Okay, I want to train my mind, so that's going to help me with like reading. So that's a way that I can show love for myself. So reading. And then moving my body is another way I can show love for myself, whether that's training, whether that's just going for a walk, stretching. That's a very simple way to love myself. And then number three is to do something fun. So maybe it's to laugh, okay? It's to laugh. And maybe that's just like hanging out or calling an old friend or just like having a conversation with someone that's around me and making it a funny, lighthearted one. Because that when I laugh, I definitely love myself. Okay, what makes me unique? I think what makes me unique is my never-ending drive to get what I want. I mean, I think a lot of people have this, but mine particularly, it's like every single day I wake up and I'm like, how can I show up for others? How can I serve others today? Especially on social media, because that's the platform that I grew. But it's like, there is not a day that goes by, even when I have a bad day, I'm like, how can I still show others? Like, how can I still help them and serve them? And it's like, even showing my bad day is a way to help people, because that resonates with you guys sometimes. Like, wow, I'm having a bad day too. And it's nice to see that you're human. And it's like, yeah. And it's such a cool thing. And it's definitely unique. And yeah, I love that every day I have a drive and a passion to serve people. Okay, next journal prompt, and make sure you guys are doing these in your head, is what aspects of myself do I need to show more love to? And I think this is going to be my boundaries and setting my boundaries and holding myself to them. Especially, guys, I'm being a little too open on the internet right now, but especially in my love life, it's like my therapist told me, Julie, you need a single phase. You need a single chapter in your life right now, because this is like a you time. Like, you're moving to Florida and that requires independence. And it's like, sometimes I just entertain things when I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be entertaining it because I'm playing with people's hearts. Not in a weird way, but just like going on maybe one too many dates, and it's like, then you have to cut the person off and you feel bad, but it's like, I'm moving to Florida. There's nothing I can really do about this. So setting my boundaries and holding to them, maybe going on a few little dates here and there, but not allowing myself to start, because I like people too quickly, okay? That's my issue. It's like, we'll go on one date, and if I really like you, I leave the date, and I'm like, okay, what are our kids' names? What? I don't say this to the person, but I think it in my head. I'm like, what are our kids' names? Where are we going to live when we grow up? We're going to travel together, blah, blah, all these things, and I get ahead of myself. So I just need to set that boundary for myself. Like, okay, this is just one date. Do not judge their full character on one date. And, yeah, that's kind of a funny one, but that's something that I definitely need to show more love to. Just showing love for myself and not trying to find that love through outside sources, because I am what I need. Okay, next, there's two more, and then we're all done for today. So what are three things that make me happy? Three things that make me happy are the gym, my dog, Quinn, and what else makes me happy? Ice cream makes me happy, so I love ice cream. See, it can be lighthearted like this. It doesn't need to be anything too deep always. Okay, who are three people that can make me belly laugh? Oh my gosh. My brother, DJ. My cousin, Ryan. And who else makes me belly laugh? Let me think. I think my friend. Who makes me belly laugh, guys? Why can't I think of someone else? Ryan, DJ, and honestly, me and my friend Emma have a lot of laughs, so I'm gonna say Emma. Those are three people that make me belly laugh. Okay, I hope you guys had fun during this episode. I had a really good time recording it, and honestly, it was something that I need again, because I'm not feeling too positive today, and going over all these things is gonna help me, and I'm gonna say at least a lot today, and I'm gonna do my little self-check-in, and it was nice to go through those journal prompts, and I hope you guys enjoyed going through that with me as well. But yeah, I hope you guys have a nice rest of your week. Make sure you're following the podcast Instagram at Strong with Julie. I post little daily quotes on there. And then my regular Instagram is at JulieXFit. And I will see you guys next week for another episode. And I will be in Florida. How crazy. Okay, bye guys.